John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, listen closely. I'm going to lay out the maximum leverage play to remove Donald Trump from office via one of two methods. This needs to be done after his insane, unhinged threat towards our ally of Norway last night, in which he claims that because he didn't get the Nobel Peace Prize from them, he is no longer looking for peace. This was obviously in regards to Greenland, but it was also a thinly veiled threat towards other NATO allies that this administration has been threatening over the past week and has been placing tariffs on over the past 48 hours. So with all of this, it is very clear the president is incapable of carrying out the duties of the president. He is incapable of doing this without eroding the global order, starting a war, and putting all of us at risk. So I am calling on Republicans in Congress, and of course Democrats, but Democrats are already on board. It is the Republicans in Congress who currently have the majority and need to use the maximum leverage play. This is what they do. They threaten administration officials with one of two options. You can either choose one of two options. Either we side with Democrats. It only takes a few Republicans to side with Democrats and start impeaching administration officials en masse for refusing to carry out their duty and invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Donald Trump because he is incapable of carrying out his duties. Or if you don't want to be impeached, Stephen Miller, if you don't want to be impeached, Kristi Noem and Susie Wiles and everybody around Donald Trump, then you choose option B. You invoke the 25th Amendment yourself and you get this dude out of office. You have one of two options. Either you all go or you remove Donald Trump. Donald Trump is obsessed with leverage all of the time. I mean, in his sick, twisted mind, he probably thinks he's gaining leverage over Greenland and Norway and Denmark right now and the rest of the NATO countries. But no, we need to use the leverage available to have maximum leverage on our part, or else we are going to continue having situations like this. Just to go to Rick Wilson with the Lincoln Project, he tweeted out an hour ago, Trump's new gigantic temper tantrum over Norway is deep into 25th Amendment territory. Hell, at this point, 25th Amendment territory is far in the rearview mirror, and we are descending further into madness at this moment. Over the past 24 hours, Greenlanders have begun embracing a new MAGA hat that says, Make America go away. This is straight up imperialism, plundering other countries for their resources and threatening military force in order to do so. By the way, if you appreciate the fight that we put up on independent media and on the Adam Mockler channel, make sure you drop a like and subscribe below. It helps boost the message and it helps get the word out that we can fight. We can use the mechanisms at our disposal to put up a peaceful protest, a peaceful revolution, as people in Minneapolis, Minnesota are doing right now. I have friends on the ground. I know people on the ground who are maintaining a peaceful posture and are being effective, showing up in sheer numbers and pushing out ICE. So while blue cities in the U.S. are being hyper-militarized, we also have Donald Trump threatening our allies. Section 4 of the 25th Amendment explicitly says, whenever the vice president and a majority of either the principal officers of the executive departments or of such other body as Congress may by law provide, transmit to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives their written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office as acting president. Let me read this for you, and you tell me if you think that Donald Trump is capable of carrying out the duties as the president without just losing his damn mind. He says, Dear Jonas, who is the Prime Minister of Norway, he says, considering your country decided not to give me the Nobel Peace Prize for having stopped 8 wars plus, I no longer feel an obligation to think purely of peace, although it will always be predominant, but can now think about what is good and proper for the United States of America. So he's essentially saying, might makes right, we will begin to invade other countries because nobody will stop us. He then says, Denmark cannot protect that land from Russia or China. Why do they have a right of ownership anyway? There are no written documents. It's only that a boat landed there hundreds of years ago. We had boats landing there also. Do you really want to make the argument that just because a boat lands somewhere, they don't have the claim to that land? Because that wouldn't look too good for us. He says, I have done more for NATO than any other person since its founding, and now NATO should do something for the United States. Okay, I'm going to continue to repeat these arguments. This is going to erode and shred the global order that has allowed Donald Trump to become who he is. Donald Trump has lived his entire life in comfort and with an excess of anything that he could want because he was born into wealth, and then he expanded that wealth through just kind of falling upwards. His comfort and his ability to fall upwards is a byproduct of a global order that has benefited the United States. He is now trying to shred that in such a way that wouldn't have allowed a Donald Trump to exist or gain this much wealth in the first place. I mean, increase in technology, in medicine, in travel and business practices over the past 100 years have allowed the economy to expand and allowed all of us to be better off. Again, things aren't perfect. There's wealth inequality, and wars have started in the Middle East, the United States versus Vietnam, of course, but we have not gone into global war. What Stephen Miller and what Donald Trump are arguing for is a return to a pre-World War II order, a pre-NATO global order where countries can just invade other countries. I laid this out in a prior video, but what happens when China goes, oh, we can just invade Taiwan, and then we're cut off from the semiconductors in Taiwan. We are cut off from technology increases and improvements. Then everything gets more expensive for Americans, so Trump begins to spiral and want to plunder other countries for their resources and semiconductors. Then, before we know it, we have an all-out global war where we're just invading countries. This is not a good precedent to set. Also, just on the basics of his letter, it's all so effing dumb. This guy needs to be removed from office via the 25th Amendment or impeachment. We need to use maximum leverage because, number one, he has not stopped 8 wars plus. Number two, why is he freaking out over the Nobel Peace Prize? What in his narcissistic mind thinks that's okay? He then says, I no longer feel an obligation to think purely of peace. He then says, I will now think about what is good and proper for the United States of America. Dude, isn't peace good and proper for the United States of America? Isn't global peace good for the United States? So what's he saying before? He wasn't thinking about what was good for the United States. He then says, Denmark cannot protect that land from Russia or China. They can, and they will, because we all will, collectively. We're all a part of NATO. This is absolutely sickening rhetoric coming from Donald Trump. And you know, you can tell that Stephen Miller is guiding all of this most extreme rhetoric. Stephen Miller and Donald Trump both need to be impeached by Congress. It only takes a few Republicans to switch over. And by the way, we already have some switching over. Republican Representative Don Bacon said he would lean towards impeaching Trump if he invaded Greenland. Well, guess what? Donald Trump is continuing to escalate, continuing to use further and further unhinged rhetoric, and Republicans are going to become more malleable to the idea of either threatening impeachment or impeaching him. So I say one more time, Democrats in Congress need to impose maximum leverage on Republicans in whatever way they can. But of course, Democrats are in the minority. They would have impeached Trump if they could long ago. So the onus is on Republicans to place pressure on this administration to invoke the 25th Amendment. Now, insofar as Democrats can place pressure on Republicans to place pressure on the cabinet, I think Democrats should. But right now, Republicans need to grow an effing spine. That's a lot to ask, but we only just need 3 or 4 Republicans. In the House of Representatives, just 2 to 3 Republicans would work. Now, in the Senate, we'll need like 6, 7, 8 Republicans, but which is not at all impossible with the way that Donald Trump is moving, with the way that he is deteriorating and clearly incapable of putting the interests of the American people first. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate this message, make sure you drop a like on the Adam Mockler feed. Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed to get breaking news updates right in your feed. I love you all and peace out.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.